Indiana baseball won the rubber match over Abilene Christian at Bart Kauffman Field on Sunday. It was Indiana's first win by a single run this season. Jackson Yarberry tossed 5.0 innings of scoreless relief, allowing just 4 base runners and striking out 8. Hogan Denny and Jake Hanley got on base 3 times. Caleb Koski extended his hitting streak to 21 games, including an RBI single in the bottom of the 8th to drive in what would be the winning run. The media met with Yarberry, Denny, and head coach Jeff Mercer following the game.
Jackson, your last 2 outings, you've really been extended out. You got 13 straight retired. What's working for you right now?
I think being there mentally and kind of being on each pitch, not really trying to think too much out there, just executing, really just trusting kind of the work that I put in at the start of the year and just kind of just trusting myself.
Has anything changed in your preparation moving from a 1 to 2 inning guy to you going 5 today?
It's pretty similar. I think it's just not overthinking each inning. You know, like at the start of the year, it was like, I think I was getting in my head trying to get into the second inning. And then now I'm just kind of, I don't think anything of it. You know, kind of just right out of that gap. So.
You're pretty fired up down here for Tony escaping that 8th inning. Can you talk a little about him?
Yeah.
Tony.
Yeah, that was freaking awesome.
Siebold.
I think that's what Siebold lives for. You know, he's a big moment guy. He loves when it's games on the line. We've got a lot of guys on base, but he's also a guy that just trusts his stuff. I love him.
Just what's your thought process? Connor gets the lefties, and then you come in the middle of that first inning. What's your immediate thought process then?
It was just kind of like each pitch, get out of the first, you know, like nothing like facing a little adversity at the start of the game. But, kind of reset. After that first, it was kind of like reset and then kind of just get into the game. So,
while this isn't a Big Ten series win, obviously still a series win, how does that help you guys build going forward?
Well, I think we finally won a close game, you know, like that's like the best feeling you could possibly have. And I hope we can get used to this feeling and just know that it's like, don't let the game get too big and then just treat the same weekend just like this.
Hogan, what's it like watching Caleb right now swing the bat?
It's fun. I like just sitting back. I like being on base when he's up, so he can hopefully score me. But, you know, sitting back and watching him do his thing, it's fun to watch.
Yeah, please, guys.
Well, you knew it, pushing the bases on the base paths yesterday. I mean, unfortunate in the first inning, but mm-hmm. It kind of seems like a result of that aggressiveness. What's the message inside the clubhouse about that base running?
We want to be on the go at all times, so looking for any way to have an advantage over the other team, and whether that's to get 90 feet closer to home or anything to put ourselves in a position to win. So I think just being more aggressive on the base paths allows us to find more success.
Finally won that one-run game.
The elusive one-run win. Tongue twister, yes.
So
they you know, I talked about it. I was frustrated yesterday. The game has to be played in a way that allows the game to be won, and it's not always the way you would like to play the game. You know, the wind impacts it, the strike zone impacts it, the rain impacts it. There's so many things that go into it. And I thought we played the game today in the way that it had to be played. I thought our approaches were good. They did a really good job, a ton of off speed, a ton of mix. It was an uncomfortable game for us offensively. You saw guys getting jammed by 86 because they're fighting like crazy to be in the middle of the field on all the off-speed stuff. And you know, at one point I said to Coach Weatherford, I said I'd rather just see like 92, 94 with the slider right now. But that's a really effective way to pitch. They did a great job. Their head coach does a really good job. He's a pitching guy, and it's hard to really gain momentum. But they don't have many free bases and a ton of mix. And it's not something that we see a ton of. So they did a really good job there. We battled like crazy defense all day. And then we found a way to execute some big plays late to find a way to win. And that was the point last night that I made to him was, you know, if we're in the strike zone consistently, we find a way in the middle of the game. We're tough enough and we're seasoned enough to find a way we can help you. You know, we can help you to win those games, but we got to put ourselves in that position all the time, even when it's uncomfortable, even when, you know, things aren't going our way necessarily. We have to find a way to stay in the fight and just be tough enough to find a way to win. And we did that, and we executed the plan on the mound, essentially, to a T. just I wanted to open, we talked about last night, open with Lynn to flip Payne to the right side, and then I figured Watkins would be back in there today, and so just face Payne on the right side, Cardenas and Watkins, and then have Yarbrough ready for the fourth guy, unless there was a guy on first base and two outs, and he felt like there was a he felt like he was going to settle. But to go to Yarbrough, we wanted to get him into the sixth if we could. If he could finish the sixth, great. If he couldn't, Seabold's right there. Jackson does a great job. Yarbrough comes in and finishes, and then having Regan to close. So we executed on the mound nearly to perfection outside of the one inning with the freebies. And then we were able to find a way to come back and win a late leadoff hit, bunt, and a two-out hit. So just a good, fundamental, clean game that was tough. In competitive, and he just had to find a way to gut it out, and he did.
Yeah, just 2 for 12 with runners in scoring position. You guys were out hit today. What does it say about your group that you're able to pull this one out?
Yeah, it was a I don't want to say cultural because that's such a cliche buzzword, but like a cultural win where it didn't go our way, and we didn't come up with the big 3 or 4 or 5 run inning, and it wasn't easy. And so your group, as they play, you want them to become more mature and more hardened. And it's not the pity party when it doesn't open up. It's just baseball sometimes. Today was just destined to be one of those games. And you're right, you don't often get out hit and then find a way to win. And so do you have the timely one? And we had the timely one today. And then obviously the eighth inning where you're able to get out of that jam is just, obviously that's the whole game. So they had an opportunity to have a really big inning, and we managed it. A lot of really big pitches that we made with our guys on base. We weren't as good today offensively. That's the thing. If you manage on the mound, you take care of the ball, and it's a 1-1 game. What do you think can happen? And pull it out.
Talk about the defense a little bit. You said you guys played great defense today. A little more those couple of plays, the fun play that I've seen from the last couple of weeks.
Well, the biggest thing, and I talked to Will after the game, the biggest thing that I've seen from Will is his ability to be. And I love Will. A great relationship with his family, but there were times he would take his offense to defense, and he didn't. Wasn't playing the way he wanted to offensively. Showed up on defense. You can't play like that. This game is too hard, and you got to be where your feet are at. If you're on the bases, if you're on defense, if you're in the batter's box, you got to be there. And I think that's the biggest thing that I took from Will today was, okay, he doubles in the first at bat, has a couple hard hits that get caught. And yet, when he's on defense, he goes and he wins the game. If he doesn't make those plays and take care of the ball that way, we don't win that game. And we probably lose by 3 or 4 runs. And so you have a chance to impact the game positively with more than just your bat. And you got to be able to do that because he is a dynamic player. He can play defense. He can run. He can run the bases. He can bunt. He can put the ball in play and move a runner. Like, he can do more than just get a base hit. And he's built that way. He's got to be able to do it. And I thought, just his attitude, I think his composure, his personal maturity is what I've really seen grow over the course of the last several weeks. And he and I have spent a lot of time together, and I'm really proud of that. It's funny to say, because I literally just told him 5 minutes ago in the dugout that your defense was a game-changing element of today's game. And it wasn't just the hits, man. It was the way you took care of the ball, and we won because of it.
How big is it for you knowing that you can trust a guy like Yarbrough to come out in those middle innings and really just be lights out?
Yeah, he's been tremendous. I gave him one of the player of the games because, there was kind of that notion that he struggled. He struggled to get up the second inning, the third inning, and you knew that he didn't pitch last year. Essentially, didn't pitch, didn't throw a summer ball, didn't have a fall. He just got healthy this winter and then went in and started pitching, and so the stuff is tremendous. It was just the composure, the aptitude, and the environment, managing that. And he's pitching against, the best teams in the country. His first 3 or 4 outings are against the best teams in the country. And so his ability to persevere through that wall, get back up, was something that I mentioned to him, and Coach Myers and Segerman agreed. But we had, Gabe Bierman, McCade Brown a couple years ago, where they kind of that same thing, but that second up, that third up. And we would send it back down to the bullpen. Like, just go back down to the bullpen and throw a few, feel the mound, and then come back out of the pen. A lot of times that initial adrenaline shot, when you're coming out of the pen, you're so fired up and you get the job done. And then you go sit in the dugout and you lose a lot of that juice. And so just go back down until you feel comfortable keeping that level of excitement and adrenaline going. He did that for a couple outings. I don't know if he still does or not, probably not anymore, but just the environment, you know, just the growth of it, his adaptability. He and I had a lot of long talks about those things. He's just grown up so much. And like you want all of the kids to do, but for a guy that missed a year and then is a main guy for us, that growth over the course of the years has been really the poster child that you want your team to do, is just continually get better.
You had a new role for Regan today.
I thought Regan was tremendous. You know, he comes out, jumps ahead, stays strikes in the zone. You look at that, he's kind of been in all different roles today. But we've got to be able to put him in a situation to be successful and for the team to be successful. And we've asked him to do some different things. You get two quick outs, two count, and a guy slaps a backside ground ball through the shift. And then, the next guy bang base at first pitch. That you're in the thick of it. And now, can you manage yourself? And he's able to stay composed, stay back in the strike zone. Again, talk about growth, another growth moment for him. And he's able to finish it off. But a different role, as a coach, your job is to the best of your ability to reimagine and redraw your maybe it's your staff or your lineup or whatever it may be, and say, okay, we are where we are. We can lament where we are. We can complain about where we are, or we can try to adjust and grow and adjust and grow. There have been some times he's had a great outing at the start, and sometimes it hasn't been as good. So maybe if we put him in the pen, I thought, his outing against on Wednesday against Evansville was a really good bullpen outing. Didn't have his best stuff, but bulldog for you. It was a little bit of a different look. And then obviously Connor at the front end has been way better. So it's like, what if we flip roles there? Maybe it makes them more comfortable. Their personalities may trend better to that. You're trying to put him in a position to be successful. But ultimately they have to go out and then go and do it. And he was able to do it today in a huge moment, in a huge personal victory, a victory for the team, but a huge personal victory for him. And if we're gonna make a run here, he's gonna be a huge part of that. And you're just really happy to see it and applaud him for his success.
Coach, each game of the series is kind of a different style. You have the run rule victory in game one, drop game two. Now you get a one-run game. What's your biggest takeaway from a series like this?
Well, game one, everything kind of went our way. Just every broken bat hit, every bleeder, the wind's blowing out. It was our day, right? It was our day. We played about as well as we could play, and so those are gonna be your days sometimes. And sometimes it's just not your day. Sometimes you just get your butt kicked, and there's not a lot you can do about it. But that was gonna be our day. I think the thing I take from it is our response from yesterday to today. Another day where it's just gonna be a ball game, and you're just gonna have to fight it out. They have a ton of lefties. We're not. Newsflash, we're not as good against lefties. So everybody, and there's no scouting report hiding it at this point. They got a bunch of lefties. They got a bunch of lefties that are at a really high release, big time approach angle with a difficult wind. It's just kind of a hard way to go about it. So you're just gonna have to find a way to compete. I didn't think we did a good job of that yesterday, and I told them that. And I thought we responded really well today. So I say, you play as well as you can. On Friday, they played well yesterday, but we really didn't do a lot to help ourselves. And then the response today, and that's what it's going to take for us down the stretch here, is it's going to take a great response over and over and over again to adversity like we've had all the year. But it's time for us to respond. It's time for us to punch back. It's time for us to get in the fight and find a way to scratch and claw and win some of those close games. So I think that's what I would take from it in totality, is just that it's not just when it goes well. It's can you respond to when you struggle, and winning a one-run game for us is a big psychological win too.
Coach, in a lot of these one-run close games in baseball, sometimes it just comes down to kind of getting the right guy up to the plate.
Yeah.
In the eighth inning, it's one of the hottest hitters on the team so far. Yeah. Caleb getting his chance, and he comes through. What is it like to be able to have a guy who's been so reliable now come up in those moments and just pull through?
Well, my heart rate is a lot lower when he walks up there. You just, whenever he walks up with guys on base, you just always assume success. That's a lot to ask of a guy, but you just get that feeling that something good's going to happen. He's going to find a way, or he's going to execute a plan as best he can. If someone catches it, they catch it. But it's just so hard to get him out consistently. He always puts himself in the right position, the right counts, and he's adaptable. You know, I stopped him. We kind of talked. Middle of the game, he got beat. Bases were loaded. He got beat on a ball in the middle of the field. And I went. I said, "Hey man, let's talk for a second." He said, "I'm getting really pushy." I said, "That's exactly right." I said, "Hey, let's not be. You know, if you get a ball, if you're okay, the wind's blowing to right center, right field. He's smart enough to hunt the zone. That's going to be successful for him. But sometimes you get pushy to it, try to guide the ball. If I foul the ball, a few balls off the right field line, he got beat by a few pitches." And I said, let's cover the zone without being pushy to that part of the field. And then you see him come up and he makes the adjustment. It's a change up through the six hole. So he's able to make the adjustment in real time. And he said it to me. He's like, "I'm just getting pushy." So for sure. So that stuff, like, he's reevaluating at all times, and then able to apply the adjustment in real time. That's why he's so good. His swing's good. He's talented enough, but it's the 8 inches between his ears that make him a really special hitter and a really special player, because he's going to take the information, he's going to learn to adjust, he's not going to be emotional, he's not going to give a bat away, he's not going to carry pitch to pitch, he's just going to move on and go play that one out. So when he comes up in those moments, whatever happens, you know it's going to be the best at bat he can give you, and he's not going to carry the negativity forward. So he's a really special player.
Coach, speaking of hot play, Cooper extended his hitting streak to 12 games with that single today. What can you say about him over the past couple of weeks after kind of a slow start?
Well, Coop's been a really good example of the kind of Jackson, the growth throughout the year. You look at his defense from the first couple of weeks to the middle to now this back half. He's played really good defense. He's taking care of the ball. He's really communicating a ton in the infield, much more so. He's hit a bunch of balls, so a little bit of tough luck. He's made some good swing adjustments. There's a little bit of topspin to some of those balls that get caught, but he's working his way through it. He doubled in the right field line yesterday. Stays on a changeup, stays through the ball, doesn't roll over to left center today. I think Cooper and I think Ricketts are really close to just opening up and really kind of just taking off to another level. But he's a great kid from a great family, and he just stays in the fight. He wants to work. He's not a guy that's going to, you know, feel sorry for himself. He just responds. He's really just blossoming as a player and as you would hope for a sophomore, but is a key element of that. The team, but really that sophomore group, that sophomore nucleus, he's a key figure in it, and takes accountability. I mean, we talked today before the game. We had first and second yesterday, and there was a different pitcher on the mound in his third at bat, and kind of sinker slider guy, and he pulls off and hits that softball in the four hole. And I just talked, I said, "Hey, no, I was frustrated about that bat." He said, "Yes, so was I. I pulled off, da da da." I said, "But I thought you responded really well in those next two at-bats. You didn't get the outcome, but I thought you really flipped the plate and did a good job." And sometimes they just pitch you tough. But he was right there on it. He sees it. He understands it. He makes the adjustment. He's working at it. So he's only going to get better. I think he's really improved his play overall. But I think there's a level that's coming really soon for him that's above what he's doing right now. And he's working his way there diligently on a daily basis. He and Ricketts both are, I think, really close.
Indiana travels to Muncie Tuesday at 3 p.m. for a midweek against Ball State before diving back into Big Ten play Friday at home against Iowa. See you at the BART.